They asked why Allie got her full name. And I basically said, I was like, well, my name is first because I'm here in the building. Allie gets her full name because she does all the work. And then Channing smack dab in the middle.
He's the third wheel.
He's the third wheel.
He's the big tire in the front.
Right now he's mad. Right now, look.
Welcome into this edition of Road Trippin'. I am your host, Allie Clifton, alongside Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye. We are in the Blue Wire Studios here in Las Vegas. Well, Richard and I are. This is actually, I'm low-key, like, fangirling over the new home for
Road
Trippin'.
Holy shit, just how nice is this?
Saying.
It looks beautiful.
It looks, what?
In the Wynn Las Vegas, where, just to give you guys that tune in on the audio side who have no idea what I'm talking about, full-size, like, windows to people walking by.
I like this place a lot.
The Wynn is my favorite hotel.
We just wave at people walking by.
I agree. The Wynn is my favorite hotel. We have a fan who was rocking a Dallas Mavericks jersey, jumping up and down. His name is Daniel Williams.
Daniel, but it was a Luka Doncic.
Right, but he said that
he's been, a bad jersey.
He it's has a been jersey. A fan of Richard since New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Oof. He's old. That means he's old.
Yeah,
he was sure. Must have a serious drinking problem.
Well, because of Richard or?
Yeah, because of Richard.
That's funny.
The disappointment gets to him every night.
Bitch, you got drafted by the Knicks, bro. Like, let's talk about. Yeah, let's talk about that. We want to talk about who drafted whose team.
I want to start this episode because it's kind of fresh off of a moment.
What?
Did you guys congratulate your friend?
Who?
Bron? Or Porzingis?
Porzingis. Roasting their ass.
Hang on for 1 minute. So for 1 minute. Can we turn down the audio in my ear?
Yeah, same in mine. It's loud.
Is it me?
Or is that me?
No, there's our button. There, no, right here. Allie, right here. What's on up? To the left. There should be that right there. It allows you to turn it down.
There we go.
There you go.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
I'll
obviously
show you around the studio anytime you want, Allie. I got you. I got you.
Who are you talking to?
I got you.
Okay, yeah. Back to action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you congratulate Bronner?
No. I congratulated him by retweeting a tweet that said, anybody want to guess Bron's caption? Channing, tell us Bron's caption. Tell us Bron's caption after he passed Corona.
What is it? Man in the arena or just a kid from Akron or
Wash King? Like,
what is it? Yeah, Wash King or Run with the Winners, or Run with the Washers. I don't know what it is.
With the Washers.
Lobos. Hashtag Lobos.
Hang on really quick, though. I actually feel like for this post, he took a page out of his teammate Chump's book.
Oh,
he actually went kind of third person to start.
He went third person?
He went third person to start with the caption.
Tell me the post. No,
wait,
but,
you tweeted about it and claimed his caption, but then you didn't follow up and check out what it was?
No, I didn't give a shit. This is one thing, I love my guy, right? I love him. That's my dude. Like, I don't necessarily defend him in that manner, but like, yeah, I love him. That being said, yeah, see, first of all, the problem is that when we're walking through here, there's like, we're in the Wynn. So there's like girls in bikinis walking by. And then, but it's not even that. That's distracting me. I'm distracted by looking at the five guys in the fucking control room losing their shit. And I'm like, why are they giggling, acting like 12-year-olds? And I look to my right and I'm like, I had a better angle because I saw them walking up. And I'm like, guys, calm down. Like, you guys work here every day. Now back to my
story.
First of all,
no disrespect. They were beautiful women. Like, let's not just talk about women running around in bikinis.
They're beautiful women in bikinis. Let's keep the main thing,
as Bron would say. Wow, man. Hashtag the kid from Akron is literally speechless and beyond thankful.
Why are you laughing?
That's how the caption
because
went.
He always get. He loves Akron. He better run for mayor as much as he talks about damn Akron.
What are you talking about? Channing, he had his own parade. So we had a parade in Cleveland after we won a championship.
Oh, like, I forgot he did.
Everyone knows this. What?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know this.
He had his own parade in Akron. Okay.
When?
Okay. So he had 100%. They did a parade for him in Akron that none of us were invited to.
because Bron didn't want y'all to come?
No, it's not that. I think it was more of like, after that, everyone disperses, right? Everyone goes back home. And I think he did a, like, and it's rightfully so. He brought the trophy and everything through Akron. Fuck, I brought the trophy to where I played basketball in Phoenix. Right. So it's like, I have no problem with that. But it was just funny. We did the team parade and then he did a parade in Akron with the trophy, which is what he should do. Those are right. His people. That's not. But yeah, he does love Akron. It's different.
Loves Akron. I don't like.
Fuck is in Akron?
I love Chandler, Arizona, but shit. What? Yeah. Damn. Akron. What you do?
I will say this. The problem with our guy in a loving way is that. Every post that you should appreciate yourself. You should appreciate the work that you put in. The problem is that fucker's so good. He's breaking records every day.
He's like reminding us that he can dunk.
No, it's just, he's breaking records every day. Yeah. That's
him
not his
doing
fault.
That windmill thing after 45 minute back to back.
Right.
I can barely take a shit doing a plate of 45 minute back to back.
Oh,
this dude is 37. Doing windmills, like God damn!
Yeah,
what
yeah,
kind of stretching Mike Mancia doing?
I can't quote for that. For people that don't, Mike Mancia is Bron's personal trainer, the man.
Channing said he can't even take a shit.
Yeah, after he's not lying, and
I'm sore.
It's accurate. He's not even fucking lying.
Real talk though, it is pretty freaking wild.
He's fucking amazing.
Like, honestly, he has 50. With his average, he's got like 52 games left.
Yeah, that's what Channing said on the text chain. He's 58. Like, dude, only 50 games of averaging 30. I'm like, motherfucker, there's not even many people that have 50 30-point games.
Well, I'm saying, how ridiculous is that? Bron's like, oh, yeah, if I just average 25, what I've been averaging for my 19-year career, before All-Star break, I'll be the number one leading scorer in the history of basketball.
I am going on record here. I will be in the building when he passes it. I will. I swear to God.
Oh.
I don't care where it is. I don't care what it is doing. Like, I will.
Why?
But just because, like, for me as a basketball fan, no one's going to pass that in our lifetime. So if we can be and we have the opportunity to be in the building during that moment, I hope it's in LA. And trust me, those tickets are going to go fucking crazy if they're in LA. But if it's not, and you know Bron's so tactical, Bron will figure out his scoring to do it in LA, or he'll do it in the Garden, or he'll do it in Cleveland, or he'll do it at some place like that.
Yeah.
Or somewhere close. But I'm going to be in the building just because, as a basketball nerd, and I want to say when I'm 75 and the record's still not broken, that I was in the building when he broke the record. I don't care if it's in DC, if it's in Toronto, like, I'm going to go.
Is this a we'll take
care of? Oh, bad cities.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I was more talking about distance. Those places are 6 hours away.
Let me actually ask you this question then before I ask the next one. So do you think Bron will make sure it's in a good city? One. Two, were you surprised that he played in DC and didn't wait until Cleveland? And three, how wild is it that the last three guys he passed on the list, MJ, which was in LA, mm-hmm. Kobe, which was in Philly, and now Malone, which was in DC, his teams have not won the game.
Well, that's a different story because his team's not going to win many games this year.
That's fine. But I'm just saying too, like, there was a question last night that was very fair, like his ability to have to separate, right? And I believe it was the NBA who put it out on social media. Middle of the game, congratulated him on the bench and basically asked him his thoughts or whatever. And he was like, it was pretty cool, or thank you, appreciate it, whatever. But he's like, we got a lot of game left to play. So, you know, there still is a level of
this. Go ahead, Jenny.
I was just going to say, what more? And I was on NBA TV watching him do it. And I'm just like, what more do you want my man to do? So, like, do you want him to feel bad for himself and not play the way he's playing?
Right.
Like, he's having, for him, as much work as you do consistently, and his jumper has never been better.
Yeah.
Like, his three ball is on fire. I think he's shooting 58% outside of the three, and he's shooting 40 from three, which is a wild number for him, even for him. So regardless of what his team is doing, what do you expect him to do? Like, have a pity party? Like, he's getting all these awards. And they're just bad defensively. They've been bad defensively at the beginning. They're bad defensively now. And they're going to be bad defensively at the end of the year. So he got to score 50 to give him a chance, or at least try and be aggressive. So, like, when people are like, well, you know, why is he celebrating? if you put as much work in, whether you win or lose, if you're getting, if you're like a point away at the age of 37 from leading the NBA in scoring, and that's the only way your team can give itself a chance to win, you got to do it regardless of the credit or regardless of the criticism.
No, first of all, fuck criticism. Like, okay, social media is always very telling. I get it. Any fucking person that gets on there, and I know sometimes people, what I know about Jordan and Kobe fans, especially ones that don't like Bron, and he's a not likable guy as much as he is a likable guy, right? Is that, like, they will say things just to trigger his fans. I get it. That's what Twitter and social media is about. But, like, anybody that tries to demean a lifetime achievement award, because that's what this is. This is that, like, if you're trying to pass Karl Malone that played into his late 30s, if you're trying to pass Kareem that played into his 40s, maybe Karl Malone did play into his 40s, right? If you're trying to demean a person that came into the league at 18 and has worked tirelessly his entire life and has dedicated his entire being to being one of the greats. We're not talking about Tom Brady playing till 45 and going through Michigan and come. That's a whole different story. We're talking about a guy at 15, 16 was one of the most watched athletes, professional or not, in the world. Definitely in this country, but in the world. And then you fast forward that he has not let anybody down as far as his performance and deliver. So the fact that, like, his team is having a shitty year towards the years where he's like surpassing some people, if you use that as a way to like knock him down a level, you're an idiot. Like, I can't respect that. And I'm not saying that I am I'm not the voice of basketball, but you can obviously tell you don't know what it takes to play 1 year. Like, people, like, I posted a TikTok not too long ago about me being 96 points away from 15,000. That motherfucker almost has 40,000 points. And I played 17 years. I know exactly how hard what he is doing. My back hurts right now just from doing Barry's boot camp, right? Like, I'm just saying that, like, anybody that uses the fact that his team is shitty and you're like, oh, he's just scoring points. His team sucks. That's why he's bad. It's like, shut, bro. If you want to figure out a way to exclude yourself from any intelligent conversation, say something like that. Cause I just can't have respect for you, like, in any fashion, in that manner.
That'll do it. With that said, congrats, obviously, to LeBron.
Fuck him.
Moving on. With that said, you guys have some bets to pay up on. I actually have a bet to pay up on you, Channing. Send me cases of wine because neither Toledo team made it to the tournament.
What's the bet?
Yeah, so I have to buy three.
Send that email, Allie.
Channing, if you don't know my email by now.
Allie, technically I'm the boss. I don't do those things.
Wow.
Okay, I got you. I'll send it.
Allie, I got you. Hey, do you want a mixed case or do you want to wait till our rosé comes out?
I'll take the rosé with summer here.
Mix just like the way you like it.
Oh, my Lord.
Who are you over there talking about like that? With that said, you two have...
What's our bet?
You two have a bet to pay up on.
What? What's the bet?
What did I bet? Oh, my God.
Those are some nice earrings, Allie.
At the beginning of... Thank you. At the beginning of... okay, can we first have a... Like, we can't do podcasts in here.
Yes, 100% we can. It's awesome. I want to start getting more and more people.
People just drove by on motorized vehicles.
Like they were in Walmart.
Yeah, like they were in Walmart that should not be on motorized vehicles right now inside a building. With that said...
With a girl on his lap. It was awesome.
I'm acting like you two.
That's why I said here, because I looked this way.
Yeah. Well played. You guys had a bet at the beginning of the season. Yo, something about it, Sacramento finishing ahead of or something. And
I said Minnesota.
Yep. And someone, I'm going to get his name right, asked on Twitter for that.
I saw the tweet.
Paid off.
Minnesota is playing great.
Shut up, Channing.
I'm not sure Minnesota had anything to do with it, right?
It had nothing to do. It's Sacramento. It's the Kangs. It's the Kangs. The Can't. The
Kangs. So much hope.
The Can't Kangs. That's what I call them, the Kangs.
The Can'ts.
The Kangs.
No government names.
No government names.
Sir Nicholas III. Hey, Allie, whatever happened to that preseason bet where Richard had the Wolves finishing ahead of Channing's Kings? That's what it was. Minnesota ahead of Sacramento.
Yes. What did we bet?
What do we need to...
First of all...
Was it $100? Was it a meal?
No. It was a case of wine.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was, bitch.
Channing, you don't even drink wine.
Channing might be the most frugal, stingiest person when it comes to his brand.
Okay, so then, okay, Channing, given the fact that you were wrong and heavily wrong, like there's about five spots between the two teams.
Yeah, you know what I'll do? I'll take you to a nice dinner.
That's a lie, bitch. I want a case of your next wine. Bet, and we can run it back.
What kind of wine do you drink, Richard?
Just whatever the excess, whatever's not selling. For I know everything sells. Don't go that fucking route. I'm just saying,
Richard.
Channing, you lost the bet, bro.
Channing, you also know that Richard's gonna put that on social media somewhere.
100%, I'm gonna put it there. I'm gonna put it there quickly.
I don't know. Wine people don't like Richard. Bald ass head.
That's not. The fuck are you laughing about? What are you laughing about? It's people in the fucking control room laughing and shit.
All right, I'll take care of y'all.
That's a lie.
You don't have to take care of me, Channing. I will be sending money because I owe my team's lost. Okay. However, you do have to take care of Richard.
I'll send it to Richard. I'll send it to Dick Jefferson.
Dick Jefferson. I'm going to actually go off topic from the NBA. So if there's anything you guys want to talk about. Before we do that, I want to give a little teaser. We're going to have a couple guests come.
Amazing guests.
The second half of our show.
If Channing could stop making them laugh the whole time, that we're going
to
figure it out.
Yeah, you 100% have to hang on. You know what I'm really dying to ask you guys?
What's up?
Yeah.
And our road tripping fans want to know, what are y'all doing for Kevin's bachelor party? Bachelorette party.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to Kate's bachelor. I'm going to Kate's party.
What is the Kevin Love bachelor party going to look like? Consist of Channing, stop acting like we have no idea.
We actually don't. He moved the wedding up a whole month. So like supposed to take him on a bachelor party is that time. So we got to figure it out.
Who's in charge of it?
It might be.
It's not us.
First
of all, it's not you guys.
You would never know. So Kevin has for
do you know me?
Yeah, no, we are.
You don't want me to
I just
play
know
enough.
Y'all like to have a good time.
Yes, but we are the call and tell us where to be. Yeah, we're the alcohol to the party. There are some people that are the music. There are some people that are the like decorations. Like we are the alcohol. We are the things that you inject to make the party explode. That being said, that somehow Kate ask Kevin to ask us if we would MC his wedding.
Ugh. Stop it.
Swear to God.
You no, two?
Channing and I. Yes.
I told him no a thousand times.
Did you really?
Oh, we mean MC.
Did you say no?
I told him no.
Why?
I said no 1,000 times, but then Kate asked me, and I can't say no to her. She's a freaking angel.
So wait, you're doing it?
Are you like, doing it because his wife is hot?
You know what? You know what?
His wife is hot.
You know why she's an angel?
She's so nice.
You know why she's an angel? Because everyone born on January 30th, 1988 are angels.
You do, guys. You and you guys do share a birthday.
We do.
But,
same exact day.
So how about her crazy ass?
You're like moving on.
Her crazy ass asked us.
But what does that consist of?
Okay, so have you ever seen Geeter host a wedding?
You mean be an officiant?
Not the officiant. That means that like...
That's what Geeter does.
No, that basically means that we will, when they're introducing the wedding parties...
You're saying,
it will be us.
We'll
intro the wedding parties coming in. We'll maybe do the first, you know, just like some... We're gonna get the fucking party going. That's what we're doing. We're going to bring some shotguns and some whiskey and figure out how the party goes.
First of all, leave the
some
shotguns.
Kenny Powers. Oh, yeah. T. Lou, champion. We got some Cleveland fans in the building. Yeah, we're going to make it
they're
really
everywhere.
Weird.
Leave the shotguns out. Hang on.
A beer.
You guys aren't in the wedding?
No, but he did request.
Technically, we are a part of the wedding.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
When is the wedding?
Yeah.
What month? You don't have to give the day.
I can't. January, June.
And you guys are.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are emceeing. Are you guys going to get together? Are you going to like.
Oh, what?
Have you seen us?
We're going to wing this shit. Channing's going to be like, and some blonde lady's walking down with his friend Kevin. It's awesome. Yeah.
I'm going to have note cards. I'm just going to have note cards. Tell the joke. If it hits, it hits. If not, throw it away.
We're going to crush it. You know why?
I need something to write because we are going to be drunk.
Let me say this. Our guy, Chris McGee. He does Spectrum Sports, but I've known him for much longer than he's done. He's been one of the voices of the Lakers for years. He officiates.
Has hosted Road Trip as well.
And he's hosted Road Trip. He's been a guest on this pod, guest host on this pod. But he officiates weddings, but he also does this intro. And when I tell you, I've been to probably three weddings that he's done. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, he will go and call and find dirt on every single person that's in it in like a fun way. Like, in Little League, he, you know, cried and left his bat there. And then, they, you know, and he would just go and do this whole backstory for everybody that's in the wedding. But it takes a tremendous amount of research. But, you know, if you want to nail it, which we are going to, that's the work you got to fucking put
Boom.
In.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a mistake on their part, but we're going to.
Yeah, totally.
It's 100% totally. Mistake. Even if we bomb, like, that's then it falls on them for picking us.
I think they're ready for the bomb. I think they're ready for
We're
going to
crush it.
But that's what makes you guys too special.
We're going to be so hammered that we don't care if we bomb. That's where it's going to get weird.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys pull from like a movie?
No, that's lame. We're going to make the movie.
That's lame.
I kid you not. Channing had like six of us in tears on the back of the bus one time. And we were laughing with Channing. We weren't necessarily laughing at it because everyone should go at their own speed in their own time. But like Channing made a joke about something. He's like, yeah. So like we went back to her dorm room and then we just added to that joke of like our first time. Do you remember, Channing? You don't remember that in the back of the bus?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, no. He's blacked it out. And then everybody was like, yeah, I remember the first time on, you know, when I got drafted. And then it just kept going further and further.
Richard, the body is sacred. I wanted to make that genuine connection with that other person.
What was her name?
I forgot.
The body is sacred. And so we nickname him the fat, sexy front tire.
The front tire.
On the flip side, we have guests in studio. We got to wrap this up so we can welcome our guests.
Are we
going to
talk about any basketball?
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I mean, we started the episode talking about the only thing to talk about in basketball right now.
He sucks.
Nothing else is very interesting.
Go Wildcats, bear down. There's nothing else that's interesting. You guys are awesome.
Well, this podcast is going to release after they play TCU.
Why you say it with a question mark? TCU?
Are the Wildcats going to advance?
Yeah, against the fucking Horned Frogs. First of all, they better advance.
By the way, that is a hell of a mascot. A Horned Frog.
Yeah. Horned Frogs, the Horned Toads and Horned Frogs, we used to collect them in Arizona.
They bleed out of their eyeballs.
Yeah, have you seen, you remember those in Arizona?
Wait, is that a lie, Channing?
No, they do.
No,
they,
that's the truth.
The truth, yeah.
What are they bleeding?
Dude, guys, I have a lot of weird science knowledge because I had to work at the Natural
Science Museum
in downtown Phoenix.
You didn't have to. Your mom was just
She looked at you
athletically and was like, we need to get you into academics immediately.
Is there an F?
I hate that.
Athletic?
I hate when you guys do that. Well, I hate when you guys call each other out for that. The way you say athletic. I hate it.
What? What did I say? I say athletic.
Yeah, it's the sound, Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't go to speech therapy from 6 to 19. My bad, bro.
We're going to wrap this up. Do you guys have anything else to talk about hoops-wise, though, before
hoops-wise,
we welcome in our guests?
Hoops-wise, wait, really quickly. I want to talk about Evan Mobley being Rookie of the Year. He's fucking awesome.
Oh,
he had a stretch again last night. I was watching the Cavs game. They were Kevin and him and Darius Garland. The three of them and Jetty. Jetty was balling. I was just watching Cleveland the other night, and it was literally, they were down 10. That was Detroit, so I get it. But they were down 10 in the middle of the third. Middle of the fourth, they were up 14. And it was just like, holy shit, this team is good. They are very, very good. And so I just want to give a shout out to the Cavs.
Perk has Darius Garland as most improved front runner.
Easily.
Yeah.
Coach of the year, most improved, and rookie of the year.
There's nobody that's done a better job coaching.
Yeah.
Like, people want to say Monty, and I love Monty. I think Monty's a great coach, but like, Monty showed up with a team that has improved every single year and just came off the NBA finals, and all of the guys have improved. That's a credit to them. That's also a credit to James Jones. That's credit to them. But to say that he's done the best coaching job this season, like, I think that's, you're taking a team that no one would have picked to go to the playoffs. They've been in the top six pretty much all season long. JB Bickerstaff has developed a lineup that has multiple 7-footers, And then you add that with the fact that they've had key injuries all year long. Like Jared Allen is now hurt, their all-star. Ricky Rubio, who's having a career season this year, one of his best season in years, he tears his ACL, and they've just continued plugging along. To me, that is indicative of the actual coach of the year. So Channing Freeze, I think Channing froze.
I love the line. I'm going to give it
to you. That was an actual, like, understandable sentence. So I just had to give it a pause.
There you go.
Waiting for something stupid to end.
I'm going to give a tease really quick because our next guest, her name is Haley. There was a moment coming up where she literally said, I thought Channing was buffering.
Buffering?
And right there for a second, I was like, he's buffering. All right, we'll be back with our guests. All right, we are back live here at the live in a sense of Richard and I are here. Channing is not here.
Yeah.
We do wish he is here. But with that said, we're actually joined by very special guests. They host their own podcast here, part of the Blue Wire Network as well, from the Spinsters, Haley O'Shaughnessy. Did I say that right?
Perfectly. 10
oh
out
my
10.
God.
I 10 love out of 10. Tell me I'm 10 out of 10.
And Jordan Liggins joining us with her cute basketball earrings.
Thank you so much.
I thought you were going to tell her like her basketball so puffs.
I know.
Afro puffs are fire.
The Afro puffs with the dangly basketball earrings. Yes. I had to bring it.
All of it. I love it. Welcome. For those of you who listen to Road Trippin' but may not hear or have heard of Spinsters, can you guys please give us just a little bit of insight?
Yeah, we do a lot of things on Spinsters. Sometimes it's just me and Jordan talking about what happened last night at the game. Sometimes we do reported pieces and interviews. And I would say it's definitely a different spin on the NBA.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's we dig it. We dig it.
Okay, different spin as in let's actually just get right into it and bring it kind of full
really,
circle.
Really
with
quickly, Trippin. Really quickly. There's two things. Like there's random. I have to say this. First of all, Haley, I don't know. I thought I followed her on Twitter because I would see her fucking name pop up. Do you tweet a lot? I think I have like 1,400 tweets. I don't tweet. I don't even know if it's that many. I don't tweet a lot, but do you tweet a lot?
So the first time you and I ever met in person was 3.5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh,
and
okay.
You
thank
walked
God.
In.
I thought she was going to say.
And you walked like, in and said, do I follow you on Twitter? And I said, no, I don't think so. And then he said, okay, how about you? Do I follow you?
But then.
Talk about
first of all, I live in an awkward state, so it's fine. But then Jordan, she was like, hey, I just interviewed you for GQ. And I was like, no way. So the GQ article where everyone was making fun of my modeling pictures that I was taking, we had an amazing interview. She was outstanding. And then I was like, wait, I know her and I know her. Why aren't we all doing a pod together?
And here we are.
Yeah, it literally just happened.
And apparently Channing's been on the Spinsters.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You guys got the third wheel. That's what you guys got.
It's the big one. It's the big one in the front.
On the big wheel.
Is wrong.
People love that episode. Yeah. So thank you, Channing.
Oh, geez. Thank you.
Don't tell them.
Haley actually asked, she would love for you guys to rank your, what was this, favorite NBA cities?
Yes. And I think the top and the bottom are what I'm really interested in.
So let's
the worst.
Channing's the bottom.
Your favorite ahead, NBA Channing. City, your favorite two NBA cities, and your least favorite.
Channing's the bottom. He'll do the bottom, and then I'll do the top.
Richard, so what is the criteria? What is the criteria?
Your criteria. She's like, I want to know.
I'm willing.
Your
yeah.
Your criteria.
But I'm willing to bet it's not like what you think of the arenas. Just to throw that out there. So.
Listen, I'll go.
The courts.
First of all, as you guys know, every basketball person knows, every player has their top five, they have their bottom five, they have their favorite, then they have their fucking least favorite. Channing, would you like to go?
Oh, what? No, I want to hear yours. Mine's pretty simple.
He's a fucking clown. Anyways.
Yeah, no, Channing, you go first. Channing, go first.
In no particular order, Phoenix, LA, New York, Toronto, And my sleeper is Dallas. I love Dallas.
Ooh, okay. I love how he said no particular order.
I like big states.
The entire exercise was to put these in order.
Well, it's like New York or LA is always going to be one or two. And Toronto should be on everyone's three. And then after that, it's just like, where are you from? Well, I'm from Phoenix. I like going back home. It's warm. It has good weather.
Can I please
and then
just throw this
Dallas
out there?
Is a sleeper.
Can I throw this out there? How do you not mention Cleveland at all as your top? You brag about Cleveland till the end of time on Twitter.
He's like, how can I get out of this without playing?
Yeah.
Look at this. I love Cleveland. I love Cleveland. because I like dive bars, but I'm saying in general, mess of over my 14 years of the NBA. Yeah, shout out to Dover Gardens. Dover Gardens. But like in the general 14 years of my NBA career, I have had greater times outside the court in Phoenix or Dallas or New York or LA.
That's a lie. The one thing that made you so famous, Channing, is what you won in Cleveland.
Yeah. Channing. Hey, Channing.
Yeah, but we're not talking basketball. Channing, we're talking just general fun.
Okay, you're right. Okay. That's your top five. Dinner. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Haley Jordan, here it is. Look,
you're right.
Don't feel bad, Allie. I don't have Cleveland in my top five either, so it's fine. Fuck them.
Richard just drank for the first time today ever in his life.
No, okay. I'm fine. Everybody relax. What were we talking about? Okay, so my favorite cities are New York, LA, Miami, Chicago, Toronto.
Okay.
That's it.
Both of you had Toronto. Why Toronto?
Fucking Toronto is so much fun.
It's the best.
I need to go.
It's the best.
If you have any idea how much, okay, so I know we're older now, but do you remember when we had won 10 straight in the postseason? We, the Cavs, the year we won the championship, we had swept Detroit. Then we swept, who was our second round opponent? Atlanta. Oh, poor Atlanta. That was bad. I felt like it was like personal for them. So we sweep them. Then the next, we win the first two in Cleveland. So we won 10 in a row and we're like, all right, we're going to Toronto. We lost the next two games. That's the team.
Richard comes out on the internet and tells him that he owns the North.
Yeah. I was like, I was just like, look, we the South are going to rise again. That's what I said. Oh, right. Something along those lines. No, but Toronto is just one of those cities where it's very similar to New York, except everyone's nicer and it's a little bit smaller. It's a little bit smaller. So it's like, everyone's like super friendly. You have every type of food. The bars and restaurants stay open till late. There's just a fun vibe. It's a lot less. There's less guns in Canada also. So like, I think people feel a lot more home there.
Yeah, that's a general statement.
It's an adult college town.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And so
it's an adult college town,
but I'm also old.
It's like so everything you want.
Yeah. And I remember when we traded, because this is a good segue, when we traded, Toronto, or we traded Vancouver and Seattle for Memphis and fucking Oklahoma City. All due respect. Like,
so you're saying they're in your bottom five?
100%. 100% they're in my bottom five. Yeah. So Oklahoma City, Memphis, Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
The
place to the right of Ohio.
What's that?
Oh, Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Oh, ugh.
Places we're born in.
I wasn't born in Indiana.
Oh,
she's from Sacramento.
But I agree.
I spent a lot of time in Indiana.
I agree.
From Kentucky.
See, the people are nice. I got no issue with the people, but like,
I agree.
Yeah. Remember Joe Kim Noah? It was like, what? I'm not upset that I said no one wants to live in Cleveland. I'm not mad. It's like, anybody who's coming to Cleveland on vacation? No one. It's like, yeah, look, I'm not sorry for giving my personal opinion. It's not an indictment on the people.
Right. Okay. So that's four. Who's in your?
Yeah. We could just say all of those cities twice.
Okay. Okay. That's a bit much. That is a bit much. Channing, who's in your bottom five?
Oh, man. Sacramento, yeah. Oklahoma City, Orlando,
you
Indiana,
there. San Antonio.
San Antonio, other than the weather, you also got to think bad weather. At least in Memphis, you can get a good meal. But I like San Antonio because I like burritos. So let's go.
Okay.
I love the thought.
I'll say this. San Francisco sucks. I'm sorry. It sucks.
Blaming hot
I'm not a fan. Richard played there. But like where we stayed, there was like a really nice hotel. And we're there 2 weeks for the NBA Finals or whatever it is. And like they have good restaurants, but nothing is walkable. Everything is hard to get to. It's just my random city. Bro?
What sound was that?
That is a random Richard. City. Where is your love for Utah on this list?
Ooh.
Because Haley brought
I've had a good
really
time
good
in Utah. Yeah. They have a great arcade walking distance.
Shut up. Anyways.
I'm not sure when I thought of Utah, I was going to hear him say arcade.
No,
they have a great, the Green Iguana. Hey, Richard, the Green Iguana.
Red Iguana.
Place?
Red Iguana.
Red.
Different iguana.
Red, green, you know what I'm saying?
They can change
colors. I'm colorblind. Don't make fun of me.
Iguanas can change colors. Yeah. Is that a thing? Is that
it's a green chameleon.
Or is it geckos or geckos? Is it geckos? They can change colors.
Richard.
I don't know.
Sure.
But if you're
I think that's a chameleon, but yeah, we can go with the gecko.
Look, if you're fact checking us, you're a loser anyway. Like, if you're gonna take time out of your life to fact check which one changes colors and then you're gonna tweet at us. It only lets you know you're wasting your life. Don't do that.
Haley, Jordan, right. The best thing about having you guys here is that you guys get to ask the questions to these guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go. Allie's tired of us, if you haven't told in 15
what
minutes.
What is it that you want? No. I think it's a good way, though, to kind of learn more about you guys as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Introduce yourself to the road tripping fan. We started a podcast a few years ago. I don't know if you heard of it. It's called Road Tripping. Allie is the host, and they asked why Allie got her full name. And I basically said, I was like, well, my name is first because I'm here in the building. Allie gets her full name because she does all the work. And then Channing smack dab in the middle.
He's the third wheel. He's the big tire in the front.
Right now he's mad. Right now, look.
If I was here, there would be no podcast. People would be hammered.
Yeah. Oh,
facts.
Channing's the special sauce. He's the secret sauce.
Whoa. Hey, Richard. I'm Captain Planet, right? When we get together, they don't know their reference.
They're millennials. They don't know their reference. They don't know their
reference. What's a reference?
It's what you just said. It's Captain Planet.
Let me actually open this up because I just saw. Did you do a PowerPoint on Calipari?
I did a PowerPoint on why I believe John Calipari is a CIA plant.
A CIA
plant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We had a PowerPoint party.
Jordan. You want to tell them about yourself?
Yes, I did memorable March Madness moments as art.
Okay.
So I did like the matching app where you put a picture and they say what fine art this looks like. Mm-hmm. So I did a whole PowerPoint presentation on that. So yeah.
Okay, you're going to need to give us more about this.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
Listen, we got to understand the audience here. Our audience, with all due respect, guys, because I love you, because you guys listen to us. If that went over my head, it definitely went over some of their heads. And I'm doing this for Channing. I got you, Channing. So, like,
thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Help me.
Okay, yeah. So, what does that mean?
So, we did a PowerPoint party.
What's a PowerPoint
party? Yeah, I was going to say. So, on TikTok, it's really popular where you basically do a PowerPoint, you make a PowerPoint on a topic you feel strongly about, and you're trying to just give your points, your reasons to the audience.
I know, like, oh, this right here, I hate this. Is that what the guy's voice that was doing that? No, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I thought I knew something I didn't know.
A lot of people like rank their friends as bachelorette contestants, or they're just making up these really outlandish ideas, and we tried to do that about March Madness.
Mm-hmm. And it's a legit PowerPoint.
We put it on this very large screen that we have in the Blue Wire studio.
Richard, do you know what a PowerPoint is?
I've heard of them.
Do you know what a PowerPoint is?
Yes.
Okay. I figured you did, but I just want to make
sure. No, first of all, remember the Channing, do you remember back in when we were in school, they had not PowerPoint. What was it? The slider where they would put the
projector.
They're completely separate things. No, but I'm saying, basically like a display that you do?
Okay. But like a PowerPoint.
Why are you aggressively yelling at me for not knowing?
Tell me
your favorite movie, Allie. Tell me what movie that you know.
Step Brother.
Oh, okay. Tell me another Will Ferrell movie. Tell me another.
Old School.
Okay. Have you seen all of these movies?
Yes.
Wedding Crashers?
She has a lot more time on her hands.
I have seen Wedding Crashers, yeah.
Okay, for you guys.
First Owen Wilson?
What? You can't just say random names. Random
Wedding
names.
Crashers.
Yeah. She knows the least amount about pulp culture.
Pulp culture.
I see. Whenever I make a mistake, I got to take another drink.
That's the only way to even it out.
Okay, so you guys did this PowerPoint. Back to it. Mm-hmm. PowerPoint presentation.
Yes.
And then you did yours on why John Calipari is a CIA plant.
Yeah, so I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, so I have a good deal of experience watching
hatred.
Him.
You mean hatred.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Yeah.
But I think I've channeled it into a greater understanding of him existing for a purpose that is not coaching, because he is not a good coach, which is basically the premise of my thing, is like, how could this guy be the highest paid, have all this talent, and also be so bad at his job. And it's because he's planted here by the CIA to monitor the inner workings of the NCAA.
So you're a big old snitch.
That actually makes quite a bit of sense.
Thank you. I was just going to say, and you have two individuals who speak very adamantly about the NCAA.
I fucking hate him, but
send you guys my PowerPoint.
Wow.
Yeah, but the other part about it is that he literally has left every college he's ever left in complete shambles.
UMass,
complete utter shambles.
She had that in the PowerPoint.
UMass destroyed. Memphis destroyed. And he's just at Kentucky until the block gets too fucking hot, and then he's going to be out again. And then he'll pop up again, just like every other coach. With all due respect, doesn't matter if it's Calvin Sampson, doesn't matter if it's Sean Miller, doesn't matter who it is. Whichever coach gets fucking popped, they just disappear, and then they go sign a multi-million-dollar deal, and then they continue to win. John Miller's going to win at Xavier because he's a fucking great coach.
So then what is John Calipari doing?
He's just a fucking recruiter.
Or is he the one recruiting them?
Oh, the CIA?
Because my whole thing is how can you be so good at recruiting, but you can't see, or maybe you do see, that if you could just let this team mature, gel, develop a little bit, you'd have a contender, which he's only won once. So you're a great recruiter. You can convince anyone to come play for your program in Kentucky, right? But you can't convince them to stay a second year?
No, God, no.
Hell no.
They force them to leave. They tell them like,
Hang on. They leave because they go to the NBA, you're saying? Okay, so with that said, two NBA guys, is it because of the money? Like, would you?
Are you saying because of how much Kentucky pays?
Yeah, they're already making a little bit.
I'm joking, Allie.
I'm saying like, you guys have gone to the NBA. So in that position as a kid, right? They're kids. They're 18 years old. And they leave after 1 year. Are you guys turning down that?
Well, Channing was an adult when he left. Channing was doing taxes and shit by the time he got drafted. Channing was a late bloomer. Channing was getting his prostate checked. First of all, that is a completely common like male procedure. So 100%. Like that's how old Channing was by the time he got into it. Yeah, it's 100%. It is male.
Okay,
it's
male.
Richard left when he was a junior. I left when I was a senior.
Yeah, but I could have left as a sophomore.
But you didn't.
Never left.
But you didn't.
Yes, by choice.
I could have left. I would have probably left the league.
Hang on, though. I really want to hear this take. Sorry. I really actually am intrigued by this. I want to hear this take on what you guys think about what she just said.
What?
Channing, you go first.
Yeah.
I don't think Calipari recruits guys to stay more than 2 or 3 years because that looks bad on his resume. He's like, man, winning a chip is hard, but me putting $6 billion in the NBA is what I'm good at. Like, if you look at all the players he's had, he has some ridiculous studs. Yep. And so for him, he just like, I got you for 1 year. I'm going to teach you how to play in the NBA. And then boom, you go. When's the last time you've seen a senior at Kentucky? It's like, if you're a senior at Kentucky, in Arizona,
transferred. It's like, ew.
I know. It's crazy. Wasn't I the last one to be a lottery pick? Ew.
No, you weren't. There was Stanley Johnson.
He was not a senior.
Oh, last senior to be a lottery pick? That's not something to be proud of. It's like, hey, I took the longest on the test and I got a good grade.
Yeah, Richard, that's exactly it.
There are a lot of us that are proud to be seniors in college. And
I have
degrees.
No problem. Okay. I'm talking to Channing. Most of you actually use
a lot of people.
Yeah, but yeah, whatever. Fuck him. Who cares?
Okay, so then what's
maybe
your
Richard could have stayed a couple more years and he would have been top 10 instead of, what were you, 15, 16?
Yeah.
17?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was tough. It was real, real tough, Channing.
What's your take on
Calipari? What is my take on Calipari? I think that for him, his goal is to get kids in and get them out. I don't think it's necessarily winning national championships. Because if your goal is to win a national championship, you have to change.
Sounds like CIA to me.
Yeah. But if you're going to win a national championship, you have to change the way you go about recruiting. If you look at what Duke has done, you look at Villanova, you look at Baylor, you look at most of the schools that have actually become Gonzaga, that have become contenders, you typically have juniors and seniors on your team. So you have to change your recruiting process to have multiple guys that, like, we believe they will be good in 4 years. not something that these coaches rather do. He's like, I'd rather go get a bunch of five-star recruits and pump them out every year than where it looks good on him, not from a winning standpoint. It looks good on him because he ends up having a ton of players in the NBA, and that's what they can say. Yeah. But in his defense, and this is why I fucking swear, because people need to stop disrespecting like athletes, in my opinion, is that these basketball players are fucking phenoms. They're child prodigies. There's no different than if you were a prodigy at violin and you went to Juilliard and then you joined fucking the Manhattan whatever fucking thing for violin at 19 because you were so fucking good. No one has a problem with that because there's no other money in it for other people. At the NCAA level, there's money in it for other people. So like, instead of giving, you know, like Arizona, part of the reason why I went there is they were at the time one or two in getting guys to the pros. Like they had the second amount, most amount of pros. So I went there because, not because I wanted to get fucking more learning in social studies. I went there because I wanted to go to the fucking NBA and I wanted to play. And this was a person in a program that was best at doing it. And I think Kentucky has taken that model. So I don't think his goal is to win national championships.
Completely. I don't either. And he also leaves 2 to 3 scholarships on the board every year. He's some of them are just not filled because he doesn't want them if they're not huge prospects. And I don't have a problem with guys going to the league either. But from his standpoint, it keeps not working. He's not a great coach. And plus, he's one of the worst in-game coaches in the entire NCAA.
Yeah.
It's because of this. I was just going to say,
I was wondering if I was going to get a reaction of that. That was a little bit spicy.
That's not that spicy. We're going to say far worse shit.
You watch every single game? You're an avid.
No, but I've seen enough.
So you're a Louisville.
That's my point.
You're a Louisville fan. You're a Louisville fan. You're a Patino guy?
I am. Yesterday on the PowerPoint, I pointed out a bunch of my favorite memories of Coach Cal forgetting how to coach in the middle. And one of them was 2010 against West Virginia, Elite Eight. You guys remember that?
No.
He didn't trap for the last 3 minutes. So I've seen enough.
That's what I'm saying. Because our listeners that may not know and they may not listen to you, they need to hear that, you actually have done your work. You're not just over here spitting.
Whole life.
Right? It matters.
But also, spitting? But also, ooh, that's a little urban in that, Allie.
I'm a Midwesterner. You're welcome.
That was a little urban.
Did you like it?
No, but that's what. But that's what.
It's important. People need to know that. She's not just over here being a casual fan. She's a legitimate fan.
But that's what I was like. I was
not
Kentucky. Right.
No, but that was my thing. Literally, when I saw that, she was like, "Oh, this is there," and I was like, wait, why the fuck have I seen her name so much? And it's because hold on, I'm going to figure out how many fucking tweets you've tweeted.
I think I have a self-destructor on the tweets now.
What's that mean?
Your tweets delete.
You have 26,000 tweets. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. In comparison, let me see how many tweets that I've twittered out. Hold on, let me see. I don't even know how to do this.
You have a job.
You
have a job.
Jay, I have 1,969 tweets.
Oh my God.
That's not a lie.
You guys got some fans out there.
No, I don't. No. Hey, what's up? What's going on? Fans. Hey, yeah. It's 98% of my TikTok followers are male. Good to see you guys. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Speaking of, there was a great, what is wrong with you? There was a great tweet today about Channing in your dunk commercial. I don't know if it was a great tweet. What? I don't know if you meant it or if you were being sarcastic, Channing.
What happened?
About the Vince Carter.
Yeah, I said the CGI was way ahead of its time for all of Richard's dunks.
Because
that's a lame joke.
Someone posted your dunk commercial with Vince and said, don't get lost in the hatred you have for Richard as an NBA analyst. Because his ability to dunk was pretty legit. And so Channing weighed in.
And you said the CGI. So he continued. So the guy said, don't disrespect Richard. And Channing was like, I'm going to disrespect Richard. Like, that's where he took it.
Anytime you get any type of credit, it is my personal duty in this life.
You said duty.
To crush it.
Children. How do you guys?
How do you do this?
So how would you describe the two of you on your podcast? Like, you are this version, you are this version, and this is why it works.
What do you think? Ooh.
Describe it as teammates in the NBA right now. Ooh. That's more interesting.
We got Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum.
I'll give you pass.
Okay.
She's my Kyle. to my DeMar.
Oh, like honestly, honestly, that's some love in basketball. That's some love in basketball.
That's really nice.
That is sweet.
I agree.
That honestly,
smarter foundation lets me do fun, creative things, but like
keeps
really
you grounded.
Keeps it grounded, system. But also, and then also can do exciting things herself, but doesn't get enough credit for it.
Because of all the other stuff she does.
Oh, see,
damn. And like,
Channing is our Westbrook to me and Allie's AD Bron.
Too soon.
Richard, right now. Richard, right now.
Edit.
Richard.
Edit.
No, my point is you aren't even living up to the Westbrook name right now.
No, he's Westbrook. So, I'm AD, you're Bron.
No, he's Bron, I'm AD.
No, God, no, calm down. Look, I'm in the building.
He's you can't Bron, be in the building. There's I'm one, AD.
Okay. Whoever's out of the building.
I have three jobs, Richard.
Bitch, so do I. We all do.
This is true.
You guys want a trivia question? You guys want a trivia question?
Yeah. You guys want a trivia question?
Yeah.
Sure.
It kind of goes back to the Kentucky.
Yeah. This is how every road tripping is. Shut the fuck up. This is how everyone goes. I'm not, sometimes I'm more drunk.
Speaking of, who's Bruce Lee? I saw it. You step back. Anyways, do you guys want a trivia question?
We should
see. This is the shit that I'm talking about. This is shit. She wanted to fucking talk about. I had to take off my headsets. I gotta put them back.
I really just needed to get your attention.
No, that's a lie, Allie. We know it's a lie. We know it's a lie.
No, don't do that. You don't know either? I do know. I do know. Oh, but no, I'm on your side.
How the fuck are you on her side?
Classic
then?
Jordan. Because she's just on people's side.
No.
She's the peacemaker.
Like, no.
Jordan's gonna make
it. Who's Bruce Lee? And that's fine. I get it. Bruce Lee. Like, okay. So you see the picture of an Asian.
Give me a multiple choice.
Who is Bruce Lee?
Yeah, give me a multiple choice of like what he's in.
What is he in?
Give me a multiple choice.
What do you mean talking about? You can't. It's like Bruce Lee presents. Like those are all the movies.
Oh,
like, what are you talking about?
Oh. I wouldn't have got that. Yeah. Okay,
Mortal Kombat.
No.
Resident.
What?
People have given her multiple choices.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
No. Like,
Rush Hour.
What? No. Or what?
I fucking know.
She didn't even give me the right answer.
Yo, Last Dragon.
I don't even know what these are.
No, dude, that's Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon, yeah, no, you Last big Dragon. Dummy.
No, bitch, she asked for multiple choice.
Yeah, I want multiple choice.
Technically, in the early 70s, he's like the greatest martial artist of all time.
He is the Babe Ruth.
He put Chuck
he's
Norris
Babe,
on the map.
He's Babe Ruth.
What did he play in?
He's Babe Ruth of martial arts. Okay. Like he is the holy.
You wouldn't have seen
everything.
Any of his movies.
Like Jackie. Okay, how about you. This? For instance, thank Jackie you. Chan was his stunt double. Like his stunt double became famous. Like Jackie. Like Bruce Lee is fucking the Michael Jordan of martial arts. That's how he's considered.
Got
really
it.
Fucking crazy.
We'll never forget it again.
No, he died early, unexpectedly, super creepy, and then his son. Who followed up in his thing, Brandon
yeah,
Lee,
yeah, yeah, yep.
Very similar to the thing that happened with Alec Baldwin and the live gun on set. His son was actually following in the same footsteps and died very early at a similar age as Bruce Lee. It's really trippy. But Bruce Lee story is fucking awesome.
Control room, please edit
what?
That out.
No. Keep that shit in, please.
Please.
With that said, do you guys want a trivia? It's not as fun anymore now that I just made a fool of myself. That guy's wearing a Rugrats sweatshirt. Anyways.
Oh, tight.
Trivia.
Yes.
Has to deal with 15 seeds winning in the tournament.
All right. Oh, okay.
Over the last
Arizona lost the one, didn't we?
3 years.
Oh, last 3 years.
15 seeds have upset their opponent. What do they have in common?
That they
upset they're all their bison?
They're ooh, all bison.
Could it be like mascot color, like anything? Oh, I think it's color.
Could be mascot.
No one cared.
Going with his mascot?
They've got.
Oh,
they're all birds.
They're all birds.
Ooh,
oh, they're all birds.
Shit.
Nice.
I will say this. There has never been a greater jump in respect for you to pick that shit up because I would have fucking never guessed.
I was going color. I was the opposite.
I've got a trivia question for you all.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay. One time when I was here, the first time I came to Vegas for Summer League, I did like a booth where I did NBA trivia.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a bunch of those on hand.
Let's go.
This one is near to my heart.
Okay.
Okay. Only two times in the NBA ever has somebody won Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same year. Their first year, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who were the two?
Ooh.
I know that for the W, ooh, but not the NBA.
Who's the W?
Ooh, shout out
Candace
to you.
Parker.
Wes Unseld. Once that Wes Unseld is one. Mm-hmm. And the second one.
Louisville legend.
Yeah, Louisville legend. That's why you know. DC legend. Shout out the late great. Shout out his son's doing a great job in Washington, despite, you know, the team. And the second one is probably, it's got to be a fuck one of the legends, one of the greats. I'm trying to think. Rookie and, was it Kareem?
Channing, don't be a third wheel.
Channing's fucking
don't
cheating.
Don't be a third wheel. Don't be a fifth tire.
No, I'm thinking. I'm actually thinking. I don't want to say Magic.
No, Magic did not win MVP. Magic didn't even win Rookie of the Year. So nice fucking try.
Well, okay.
Have you?
No, be quiet.
No, I thought he was going to come through.
Okay, give me the second one.
Rookie of the Year.
Wait, wait, let's let him guess wrong first.
Why don't you do a multiple choice?
I did one. Okay. I did one.
I'll give you a hint. Not alive.
Oh. Okay. That doesn't narrow down.
Okay, he's known.
It's been a tough year.
He's known for, in multiple areas of his life, personal and basketball, accumulating great numbers
of women.
Wilt. So it was Wilt and Wes.
Wilt
the
Wes?
WW.
How crazy is that?
Wilt and Wes.
Well, have you guys watched Winning Time?
Yes.
I know you guys have.
Of course. Yeah.
What have you seen it all?
I think it's great.
Yeah, so far. I mean, I haven't seen anything that's not been released.
So I want to say this. Shout out Winning Time. It's amazing. There's been a lot of controversy with it. I was very, very fortunate where I got to watch the first 5 episodes early, and then I have the next 3, but I've been waiting for everyone to catch up so then I can kind of watch them then.
We're all in the same cloud right now.
It is fucking amazing.
You can drop them to our cloud.
Oh, what does that mean?
That means you could airdrop the episodes.
Yeah, I don't, you know what? I don't want to be sued, but like, no, I was doing work for Extra, and I got to interview a bunch of the actors in it, but it is awesome. Can we just talk about, like, I know that it's not, I know Jerry West might not be happy. I know it's not a real depiction. It is not 100% accurate, but there's a lot of truth in some of this shit, people. That's why you're always upset, but it is amazing. The way it's filmed, the actors, the characters, the storyline, there's not many times it can bring you to something that it's like, basically they created Studio 54. It was the same time of excess and crazy and free love and drugs and all the stuff. And just like Studio 54 was in New York, it was the same as like Showtime and the Forum Club was in LA. That's what they were trying to create. And they were creating this environment, but it is really cool to kind of look at how they filmed it, how they brought it to life. It's pretty awesome.
When you say there's a lot of truth in it, I want to know what you think the truth is.
There's a lot of truth in it. Well, let me just say this. My first coach was Byron Scott when I was with the Nets. And you also would hear stories about the Forum in the sense of like, I came into league in 01. So like the Forum, that was the Forum's last year was I think 2000. So it was like all of the guys for the last 10 fucking 15 years that I played with had all played in the Forum, had all played in like games and stuff. And so then again, your coaches, and then I played with Larry Drew, who was one of, you know, Magic Johnson's best friends. Mm-hmm. And again, you're just like, when you're a part of that small group of NBA fraternity, it's all the same people, whether it's Brian Shaw or different guys that are around. I live in LA, so around the Laker organization, there's a lot of stories that just you don't tell, you don't repeat, but then you're like, oh, apparently they touched in on that one, huh? You know, yeah. So there's, but you also understand when you're a little bit older, you understand the time and place that these people were living in. Mm-hmm. So it was very, very different. And so you understand that the way they were maneuvering in the late 70s, early 80s, you would never maneuver this way without that type of like, the amount of risk that you were taking by maneuvering that way. It doesn't matter if it's drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever it is. You just can't maneuver the same way.
It's clear too that a lot of it's probably a bigger deal because of the time that we're in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where like back then it probably was.
Yeah. The misogyny, the Playboy Mansion, all of that stuff. I've been in the Playboy Mansion. Channing, have you been in the Playboy Mansion?
No.
Okay. So Channing didn't make the cut for that. So I've been there a few times. No, but
they had to keep all the ladies. If I was in there with my little sexy body, oh, I'd give y'all a chance.
That's our fat give y'all tire, a chance. Our third wheel.
Our third wheel.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to cut this short. However, I've been just told that someone has to catch a flight.
Who the fuck has to catch a flight?
I'm so sorry.
Well, bye.
Yeah. I'm so
not joking.
Sorry. No, this
I'm
was
joking.
So much fun.
We didn't let you guys talk enough. We talk too much. No. We just glad to have you guys here. Yeah. Just having a live studio audience.
No, they are part of the show. They aren't the audience. Thank you. With that
they're
said,
laughing at us. That's 100%. What I'm saying. That's fun because they're a part of it.
It just means we need to run it back together. Oh. So we'll do another episode. With that said, though, until then,
Spinsters.
Yes. There you go. Haley and Jordan, you guys are awesome.
We're going to follow you guys now.
Thank you guys.
Yes.
I will see.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
She will track you on that.
Yeah. I don't know.
You guys are awesome. That is another edition of Road Tripping.
You guys are awesome.